AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be campaigning in the battleground state of Michigan as his party continues trying to decide what should happen at the top of the ticket. He insists he's staying in the race. Republicans kick off their national convention in the swing state of Wisconsin next week. Hackers managed to download records related to millions of AT&T wireless customers, and now the company's trying to assure subscribers and shareholders that the breach will not have an impact on company operations. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The company says the breach came through a third-party cloud platform provider and that the data leak has been patched. AT&T contacted the Justice Department, which agreed to keep the matter quiet as the search for the hackers continued. One person reportedly has been arrested, but the breach didn't become public until AT&T filed documents this morning with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Mixed economic news. A report out yesterday showed inflation numbers were down last month. A report out today says wholesale prices rose more than expected. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's a busy weekend in downtown Madison. We have Art Fair on the Square and Art Fair off the Square. Hundreds of artists will show their works from here in Wisconsin and around the country. And it's easy to hit up both festivals. They're a really close walking distance from one another. They run 9 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. The Dane County Farmers Market will move to Bree Stevens Field. And it is going to be hot. Wear sunscreen, take breaks, and try to find shade. This is the kind of heat that can be dangerous. The University of Minnesota's Dr. Katie Loaf says so often when people are dehydrated, they haven't been doing one basic thing.
Water throughout the day is one of the best ways to manage that. And the best way to know if you need more water is to pay attention to your thirst.
Keep an eye out for dry mouth or dizziness. Those should be your first signs to get out of the heat as soon as you can. But also look for confusion. That can be the turning point to know something's getting dangerous. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skeens, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
Well, he definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in 3 innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate, as some of Skeens' fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and, you know, he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-80s. Mostly sunny skies dominate and hold steady through tomorrow. That is, until the evening, where showers and thunderstorm chances swing on by and some of them could be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Civic Media welcomes Pod Save America to Madison's Orpheum Theater July 19th. Former Obama aides Jon Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tommy Viator present fun and informative conversations with hot political news that'll make you laugh, cry, and maybe even Google the 14th Amendment. Pod Save America at the Orpheum, Friday, July 19th, 7 p.m. Tickets at Ticketmaster or listen for your chance to win tickets on The John and Gordy Show all this week at 7 a.m. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from our table at the RNC in Milwaukee, just outside the Fiserv Forum. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Our country is going to hell. The critical job of institutions such as Heritage is to lay the groundwork, and Heritage does such an incredible job at that. This is a great group, and they're going to lay the groundwork and detail plans for exactly what our movement will do and what your movement will do when the American people give us a colossal mandate to save America. And that's coming. That's coming.
It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller along with Chris Lavoie. Ms. Miller is in D.C. right now, ensuring her mother with her father. So send as much love and light as you can to her. But tomorrow night she will be in Boston with all of the other sexy liberals plus one extra that we cannot tell you about. It's really hard to get
quiet. Glenn Kirshner and Charlie Pierce will be there.
They will be there as well.
We can tell you those people.
We can tell you Glenn and Charles.
Yes, they didn't swear us to secrecy.
No, they did not. The other person did, and I'm bummed I'm not going.
Yeah, that'd be cool to meet this person.
Yes, I have met this person once.
I never have.
Very nice person.
I've talked to this person once.
Yes. Yes, you have. We are being so cagey. We are so cagey. Rocky Mountain Mike just sent a sad note. Dave Loggins, who is the second cousin of Kenny Loggins, who wrote the song Please Come to Boston, has passed away.
Oh, no.
So that's sad. If you can find the song for later, great. Okay. I'm not going to make you try to find it now. Because we want people to go to Boston and get those tickets to see that said person that we're not allowed to talk about. Because seriously, FOMO is going to happen if you are not there and you're within a couple of hours drive of there. You will definitely be bummed that you missed it. But that was Donald talking about the Heritage Foundation, which is the author of Project 2025, talking about how they've got a plan and he knows about it. So he's a liar. Did you know that, Chris?
I've heard that, yes.
Yes, I heard that he doesn't tell a lot of truths,
right.
Even on that thing called Truths.
Truth Central.
So the majority in the United States say Project 2025 is exactly what Donald represents, and I agree with them. 77% of the respondents had heard little or nothing about it, but after hearing a couple of excerpts from it, one in support and one opposing. The respondents opposed Project 2025 by an 18-point margin, with 49 in opposition. 63% of Americans surveyed said the agenda represents Trump's policy priorities, not just his. Right. Not just his. His are added into their agenda all these years. His additions are worse than what the Republicans have wanted for 40 years, guaranteed, but his additions are in there.
But everybody that will run with him or support him supports Project 2025. If they tell you different, they are lying, just like he is. Former top officials, including Russ Vought, and personnel chief. Oh, there it is. Aww. That's a sweet song. It's very 70s.
Yeah. It's wuss rock.
Yacht rock.
Yeah. It's like Brad. It's like wuss rock.
Please come to Jim Croce for springtime.
Aww.
How about for the summer? Late summer.
You know, how about
midsummer?
For the summer?
Yeah.
But, you know, God rest his soul, you know. I mean, bless him. So anyway.
You said the second cousin of Kenny Loggins?
Second cousin of Kenny Loggins, okay. Which means their parents were first cousins.
Okay.
I learned that from my cousin Dana, because I have 63 first cousins on my dad's side.
And not all of them have the same last name. I mean, it's kind of odd that second cousins would have the same last name.
Well, their father's, their
right.
That went down the father's
right,
side.
Right.
Because I have some cousins, first cousins once removed, that are Hamiltons.
Okay.
But very few, because my dad's parents only had two sons.
Oh.
They had four girls and two sons.
Okay.
So a lot of them not in a Hamilton.
Yeah.
But yeah, my cousin Dana taught me how you do that. My cousin Dana is a first cousin. Her children are my first cousins once removed.
Uh-huh.
If I had children, my children and her children would be second cousins.
Yeah, I never.
And it goes like that.
Yeah, my brain just doesn't work that way. Once you get past the first cousin, I have no idea where you come from.
No, she totally, because literally I have 63 first cousins on my dad's side.
Okay.
It's a lot of it. And that was in 1997. There's more now. Way more now. So, yeah, we were all at my Aunt Joanne's house to meet one of my cousins who was adopted out of the family when my other cousin had her when she was 16. And we got to meet her, and she's awesome. And so that's how we had the whole family tree out. And thank you, Dana Rosenfeld Gordon, for all of that information. She's a very smart person. But going on with Project 2025, Russ Vought and White House Personnel Chief John McEntee, Vought was he led the Office of Management and Budget. They helped write it, so Trump cannot distance himself from people he hired. 62% of independents and 42% of Republicans who don't identify with MAGA said it represents Trump. The top concern expressed is it's an unprecedented extreme Republican plan that will alter the American government, making Donald even more dangerous in a second term by granting him presidential powers like no president before. And that's the difference between what they've been pushing since Nixon, basically,
right,
to now. It got really turned in a high gear under Reagan. He really turned it up.
Yep.
Nixon did some good things in spite of his criminality.
He started
the EPA.
Got everything started was Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
That's what got everything started.
And that was with Reagan. That started it with Reagan. That was the event, because the Bush Sr. and his wife were very pro-Planned Parenthood before this takeover. And Nixon did start the EPA.
Yeah.
That's one good thing he did. And he was a crook later. What's behind the fears of 2025 would change the presidency? The extreme anti-abortion, economic, and administrative, because he's going to get rid of any bureaucrat that is not pro-Donald. Years and years of work these people have done. You can't just come into any of these agencies and go, yeah, I know how to run this.
Right.
Yeah, I know what to do, without the proper training and background. He would put in cronies that say you put in an oil guy in the EPA. Guess what's going to happen? It's already bad enough what the Supreme Court did with deregulation.
Right.
It's insane what they did. And they want to go farther with that. Project 2025, excuse me, I can't be president because I cough.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I can't be president if I cough. I don't want to be either. It's hard work. 84% say ending overtime pay protections would hurt the country, because that's part of it.
Yep.
Same with removing pre-existing conditions protections in the affordable. Well, they want to do that. These people don't care about you. Any of you that are listening that happen to be right wing. Hi, Billy.
Billy in Texas.
Hi, Billy, honey. They don't care about you. They want you gone, especially the folks, the rubes, unfortunately, I believe they are anymore.
Rubes.
Thank
so
you.
Many rubes.
So many rubes.
Please, no rubes.
You would not be allowed at Mar-a-Lago.
No.
You just wouldn't. Try to get in. Try to have dinner. Bless you, Christopher. Try to have dinner. Try to do anything that the powers that be can do at Mar-a-Lago. You're not getting in.
Nope.
You are not, unless you apply for a job. And even then, good luck getting paid, because we know he doesn't pay. Right. Oh, but this was fun. The gay furries.
Oh, yeah.
Who hacked into the Project 2025. So Mike Howell, who is the executive director of the Heritage Foundation that Donald Trump was just praising, is threatening to ensure that they, I hate to say this, to ensure that the hackers who broke into the group's blog site get, quote, raped in prison for releasing information about the organization's funders and contractors. The group Sieged Sec, which they are the gay furries,
right,
apparently engaged in a conversation with Howell over Telegram. Mm-hmm. And it was published online. And in the discussion, Howell asked the hackers what they wanted. Somebody from this organization said, Mike Howell reached out to us at first to ask questions to understand our motives and why we breached his organization. Then he proceeded to throw insults, threats, and claimed our existence was against nature. So we're releasing all of our chat logs. I love that about them. They claim their action was to let Americans know who's behind the Heritage Foundation, which is drawing up Project 2025. Like I said, they refer to themselves as gay furries. Anna Howell went on to say, closeted furries will be presented to the world for the degenerate perverts they are. You cannot hide. Your means are minuscule compared to mine. You can either turn yourself in or you can cooperate. Yeah, don't worry about it. None of their members will be identified or outed by the Heritage Foundation. The only ones deserving a destroyed life are those within your organization. And they also said, you want me to cooperate with what? Spreading misinformation and hatred? We won't turn against our own people. And the last thing that they said was, such unprofessional language from an executive director. Would you mind if I shared this? So good for the gay furries, because it's them and Taraji P. Henson. I mean, we were talking about it. It was being talked about on the periphery, but now it's getting mainstream coverage, mm-hmm. which it wasn't getting a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I know Chris and I have known about the Republican agenda for a very long time. And up until now, it wasn't as dangerous. It was tax policy. It was immigration policies. It was things that we understand the Mitt Romneys and the Bob Doles and the Ronald Reagans of the world were doing. But Trump has put it, and the Heritage Foundation has put it on, as Chris would say, 11 billion.
Yes.
And because of people like Taraji P. Henson and others, it is now getting noticed like it should be. And it's like an albatross around Donald's neck, and he is terrified, which is why he's trying to walk away from what he completely and utterly supports. Yeah. He is only doing, and mark my words, if he were to become president, he gets rid of all of the federal charges against him, mm-hmm. figures out how to get any state charges thrown.
Right.
Because if this is implemented, places like certain states will start doing the Project 2025 agenda. They're already doing it when it comes to abortion.
Oh, absolutely.
Like John just pointed out with Arkansas, because one T wasn't crossed properly or an I wasn't dotted properly, all those 100,000 signatures on petitions to allow the abortion plan to be put on their ballot, which would basically enshrine abortion as a right in Arkansas, mm-hmm. it's not going to be on the ballot potentially unless they can fix it and get it done in time, which most likely they can't because Arkansas doesn't want it, because they know that if it's on the ballot, many Dems might actually be elected in a state that is ruby red. So I, like I've said on a number of occasions, get registered if you're not. Get the proper ID that you need. I know it costs money for a lot of you, but it's worth it in the sense that it's our freedoms that are at stake at this point.
Right.
And I want more Democrats like the president on down to say it's freedom. And the president is saying it's about freedom. He's saying it's democracy and it's freedom. And it's important because should this happen, we're screwed.
Right.
I mean, everybody loses their everybody. Obergefell is next, definitely. Birth control is on the line, ladies and gentlemen, and that includes condoms. The Comstock Act.
Yep.
We can go through that, but it includes, I mean, porn's being shut off in certain states, and it's not going over well.
No, it's not.
Because in the South, they really like their porn. They actually consume more porn than Los Angeles or New York. So we just make the porn here. We make a lot of porn in Chatsworth.
Yeah, we less than we used to. A lot of that has gone to...
to the home users.
No. Well, home users, but a lot of the filmed porn has moved to Vegas because they don't have as many restrictions in Vegas as we do here.
Yeah, because we test people here, and they have to use condoms, I think, in dental dams, too, just for safety reasons, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and so a lot of production has moved to Vegas because they don't have those restrictions.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got your ranches out there, but aren't the ladies tested that work in those places?
In Vegas, you can do it in Vegas, too. Yeah, it's not illegal.
No, it's not. Oh, goodness, it's already 19 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time. I'll stop the world and melt.
Stephanie Miller.
Jim's wrong.
What?
It's Jody Hamilton.
Oh, well.
And Chris Lavoie.
Yes.
It is 24 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tanya in Ohio.
Hey, beautiful, how you doing?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
You know what? You always answer me on my when I on X or Twitter, whatever it's called, and I want to appreciate you. Aww. I thank you.
Oh,
but listen, I want the media to stop acting like we're stupid. These polls are not neck and neck. I don't think I serve my country, first of all. I want you to know I'm a veteran. I don't want you to thank me for my service because I was a terrible soldier.
And an honest one, too.
And an honest one as well.
But what I want to say is they keep acting like we're stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't think Americans is going to vote for a 34-count felon. I don't think that. 2 times impeached. I think we're smarter than that. And I'm so sick of them trying to make us neck and neck. We're not neck and neck. I don't want us to get happy, but we're not neck and neck. So I don't want to be Tanya from Ohio anymore. I want to be Tanya from the truth. Tanya from the truth gonna tell you there is no way that our American people mm-hmm. is going to vote for a friggin' felon. I said friggin'.
Atta girl.
Don't jump.
I heard you.
But we're not voting for a felon. And
yeah.
Come on, baby. I just hate this horse race. They're trying to make it a horse race.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a horse race. It's not about Joe. It's not about Trump. It's about us.
Mm-hmm.
When Obama said, we are the people that we're looking for. We are the people that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. No, I agree with you,
that's
Tanya.
Right. And we're not going to vote for a felon. We have never had a felon in a presidency before in our lifetimes. And we're not going to do and we're not going to do it this time. But he don't even hold a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about Hannibal Lecter.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people. Now, this is America. We are America. And I believe in America. That's why I served this country, because I believed in it. I'm a black woman, and I don't want you. And I keep hearing black women going to save America. No, it's us. All of us.
Everybody is.
Well, I want to stand hand in hand with Sue. I want you to million women to march. There mm-hmm. was a million white women like it was a million black women.
Mm-hmm.
We're together. So it's not one race is going to save this country. But thank you, and I have a great day. And thank you, Jody, for answering me on X.
Oh, my pleasure.
I appreciate you guys.
My pleasure.
And you know what? Thank you for your service, even though you were a terrible soldier.
Yes, thank you for bothering.
Bye.
Bye. she's absolutely right about Donald. Wait, we have, I want to say, okay, number 11. Can you play that? There we go.
I talked to a head of state from a European country last night who said, how is it possible that former President Trump is rambling on about electrocution by sharks and exploding pine trees, and you know this, at rallies and public events, and no one's asking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And people seem only concerned about the current president. We've got two candidates. When Donald Trump was president, we had 4 bad years.
Yes.
Joe Biden had 1 bad debate night, but he's had 3.5 great years of accomplishing good things for our country.
That was Senator Chris Coons talking about Donald, the differences between Donald and
right.
President Biden. Because, like Tanya said, the man is nuts. And when I say that, I mean Donald. Mm-hmm. He is nuts. And because he's a felon, to me, the whole felon thing is a little bit weird because some people were convicted of felonies that are out and it was nonviolent or mm-hmm. things like that. Technically, this is not a nonviolent crime, but he did spur violence onto the Capitol, which he has yet to be convicted of. But he can't get anywhere near the White House again. People, get the right ID and get out and vote. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee is taking a good long look at the universities of Wisconsin. Committee member James Langdon suggests it may be time to undo the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and Wisconsin's other state schools.
1971 was 53 years ago. A lot of water has flowed over the dam since then, and conditions have changed.
The 18-member panel will spend the next several months talking about declining enrollment, funding levels, and graduation rates. Bail is set at $10 million for a man who police say killed a man in Columbus on the 4th of July after a bar fight. A judge ruled Jonathan Luna is a flight risk otherwise since he bought a bus ticket to Texas right after the killing. Luna is due back in court next month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Scammers are targeting people experiencing homelessness. The Madison Homeless Consortium says a flyer is circulating online telling people to apply for Section 8 housing. When they click the link, they come to what looks like an application page, but the entire thing is fake. It's an attempt to harvest their data. Officials want to remind you to be wary of anything that asks for a lot of your personal information, especially because scammers are now targeting some of our most vulnerable. And the new Sun Prairie Chamber of Commerce is open. This week marks 6 years since the explosion that decimated parts of downtown and killed fire captain Corey Barr. While the original chamber could stay open, it sustained a lot of damage. Community leaders held a big ribbon cutting, signaling a fresh start for the city to move forward while remembering Barr. There are still open storefronts on Main Street, so now the Chamber of Commerce's next task is to fill them. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-80s. Mostly sunny skies dominate and hold steady through tomorrow. That is, until the evening, where showers and thunderstorm chances swing on by and some of them could be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Terry Bell will be with us to preview the Republican convention in Milwaukee.
And will John sound 1 year older on Monday?
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Donald Trump may have given many more press conferences, but look at what he did. On that debate stage, just 2 weeks ago, he unleashed a torrent of lies and invective. CNN promptly fact-checked and said at least 30 big lies, three in one sentence at one point. So thank you. But bluntly, in a lot of those press conferences and in a lot of his campaign rallies now, he is saying bizarre and incoherent things.
See, now I'm doing it. Amen, Chris Coons. He is correct. It is 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie while Mama is in D.C. interring her mother with her daddy.
She's flying off.
She's on a plane. That's the sign for plane.
Okay. also hang loose.
Also, well, yeah, that's, you do it differently. we will also be solo again on Monday, so be nice. Call in. Yep. We appreciate that always.
Yeah, people in Boston, call in and tell us what you thought of the special guest at Boston Sexy Liberal tomorrow night.
If you don't have tickets, go get them now.
Get them.
Kevin in D.C.
It's also a good time to get VIP tickets.
Yes. Kevin in D.C., hi.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Boy, if you add on a southern accent among your librarian fetish.
My mama's from Texas, darling. I can do it.
Oh, is that for real?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, she's from Texas.
Yeah. Her mom is famously from San Antonio.
Oh. Yeah.
As Johnny Carson used to say, and this is the honest truth, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
So you come by it naturally, officially.
Officially.
Cool. All right, then. good. Another Adam for Jody. Well, let me say, and I always say this when I'm about to say something that may be controversial or hurt my Caucasian cousins. Feel free to talk me down.
Okay.
As wonderful as I am, I'm not right all the time. and before I say what I'm going to say, let me say that my experience, maybe I'm the lucky ones, but my experience, I've said this before and I'll say it again, for every Caucasian person that did me wrong, even indirectly, there have honestly been two or more that did me right when they honestly didn't have to. And
including Stephanie Miller, who shoved a tongue in your mouth.
Well, there's that.
Absolutely. And two mooks. they literally protested in Black Lives Matter protests during the damn pandemic when I was too scared to.
Mm.
Okay. And I will always love them for it. One of them even showed me, you know, texted me a picture of them as they're about to head out. So I say that preamble to say that this is not saying that, you know, I hate to have to go there. This is not all white people. That should be obvious by
right.
now, but I've got to have to say that. But having said that, it, you know, I'm a guy, so I'm probably covering up my hurt with anger. That's what we do. When I see supposed liberals, rich liberals,
mm-hmm.
like all the people you mentioned, even a friend of the show, Rob Reiner,
mm-hmm.
that this is their reaction. That you, what was that? Paul Begala just? No, who was that? Oh no, Chris Coons, excuse me, that was you.
Mm-hmm.
That was just speaking, correct?
Mm-hmm.
With all their finances, Sue mentioned all these rich white, allegedly liberals. See, I'm hurt by saying allegedly. I'm sure they are, but with their combined money and influence and power. Their first reaction should have been immediately to get their other rich friends to put out to combat for every lie or every editorial New York Times did, or although they sent another one against Trump. But for every one of that, they should have used their combined power. They should have literally got together and used their combined power to put out opposing. We've got the facts on our side.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they didn't do that, they instead want to shut down Biden, who a majority of black people, look at polls and look at different media shows that black people have not gone against this guy because he hasn't gone against us. It seems to be this thing where, and they're not all Republicans.
Right.
Ever since the Civil Rights Movement, more white people of all predilections and it's not all liberals that voted for the majority of white people since the right have voted Republicans. That's
mm-hmm.
disturbing to me. I just can't willfully ignore that. That says something, guys.
I know.
Again.
Okay.
Not all white people.
Right.
But
does it matter that these people that you mentioned have actually been in the same room as President Biden and may have seen things that we're not privy to, those of us on the outside?
Thank you. Yes, thank you for it. And again, don't be afraid to talk me down or contradict me.
That is kind of what I'm going on. I kind of trust them.
Yeah. So glad you
because
up,
they've Chris. Been in the same room as President Biden in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But the point is that even if that's true, I've said this before, let's say that Biden really is behind the scenes or drooling all over his shirt. For argument's sake, say that.
Okay.
It doesn't change the fact, and I thought Carlos has said this million times himself, and yet for him to contradict himself is also disturbing. We have, follow the balancing ball, we have a binary choice.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Trump is not only slobbering down his shirt, perhaps in private, but publicly, the binary choice is we have the let's say they're both drooling idiots. One drooling idiot is not going to harm us, and he has a young understudy just waiting to take his place once he wins, if he has to leave, and their policies will benefit us.
Yes.
Even white males who seem to keep voting against their self-interest, that's another thing. The other drooling idiot is not only a drooling idiot, but he's a madman, he is evil, and he will usher in a wave of white supremacy that just won't get the N-words like me.
Nope.
Oh, no, it's not going to be just me, but it will be any other group but allegedly straight Christian males. So these rich white guys, and white guys in particular, you can't get over your own fear to calm down and realize that I depend on you with your power and your influence to maybe react emotionally for a minute or two after a debate like that. Mm-hmm. But then if John Fugelsang Howe Sparks. And others who are also white, who are not as rich or as influential, but if they can get it together and calm down and say the logical and critical thing that they have done, then why can't you guys? And again, I've heard it, people like Rob Reiner, if you told me he was going to act like this, I would have said, get out of my face. Yeah. You're insane. Mm-hmm. So again, listen to my, it's probably more hurt than anger that they can't calm down in a couple of days and say, okay, we're going to use all our power to put out ads, go on television, to go on radio, to say all of the demerits that Trump has that are in legion more than Biden. So again, Chris, if they've seen something behind the scenes, that should tell them that okay, we've got to, this is not the Marcus of Queens rules. We've got to fight asymmetrically. So we're going to hide his whatever. And even that probably isn't true, because look at Biden yesterday.
Yeah.
So That's why it hurts, guys. And again, I'm not saying all white people and the MOOCs. I love them. Those ladies went out during the pandemic where I protested all my life, and I was too freaked out to do it, and they did it when I couldn't. They're white. So believe me when I tell you, and from childhood, I've had white people help me when a couple of times my own wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to call out, there's something about sharing power with us that I don't know. Again, talk me down, but
no,
this is just one latest example.
No, you're absolutely right, Kevin. Have a wonderful weekend. Now, I tweeted out the other day, I said, and I did it on purpose, white rich men, not rich white men, white rich men seem to be terrified that Kamala Harris is waiting in the wings. And the other thing that I'm questioning, and I asked, I think I posited this yesterday off air, but I said it on Bob's show yesterday, if Biden is so bad, then why aren't they calling for his resignation? If he's so bad and he's so feeble and he can't do his job, but he can until January? Or until, it makes no sense to me. If he is so bad, why not just ask him to resign now? Kamala becomes president. We'll figure out everything for the convention then. I don't quite understand. Oh, he just has to get out of the race, but not the presidency. To me, there's a disconnect with that. Chris, you have an interesting look on your face.
The presidency is just for a few more months.
The presidency,
the candidacy, if he becomes president, is for another 4 years.
And we already have a vice president. That's the whole. Nobody is guaranteed to live out their term. Okay? We know that. First term, second term. Nobody is guaranteed to have them fulfill all 4 or all 8 years. It has happened, as we all know. People have either died naturally or have been killed in office.
I think that way would ask people to have a lot of trust in the party that might not be there.
Obviously, it's not right now because they want the guy that can beat Donald not to be there for the race. They still want him to be president, but not running for president. And that's where...
Right. Because maybe they think that he can last a few more months, but maybe not another 4 years.
And they're afraid of Kamala Harris.
I think that's reading a lot of racism and sexism onto a situation that might not be there.
But we vote for a president and that vice president.
I think if we swap out Kamala Harris, I think that would be a grand idea.
And why
is that racist?
Why do you want to swap her out?
Because people I trust, people who have been in the same room, not even the same arena, the same small back room as Biden, say he should probably not run again.
I understand that, but you have a problem with Kamala Harris being the number two?
I have absolutely no problem
with because it
Kamala.
Sounded like you wanted to swap out her with somebody else. That's what the phrase sounded like.
No, I want Kamala Harris to run in place of Biden.
She's already the vice president.
Right.
So she's already number one after him. She's already. Should he not be able to fulfill his duties as the president after he is reelected,
why are
she
we
will be president.
Why are we running someone who we are assuming is going to be gone? Anyway?
I'm not assuming that. I'm assuming he can live.
That's what you want.
No, yes. I want him to run and win.
You want someone to run uselessly because... You think that they could easily be swapped out with Kamala Harris
as vice
president.
No. I'm saying what my argument against everybody saying he shouldn't run is, well, then why don't you just want him to resign now?
Because
she can be president.
Because he's okay for a few more months. People think that he may not be okay for another 4 years. That's a long chunk of time compared to the rest of this presidency.
That's what their argument is, not that. Their argument is he can't win. That's their argument. The argument is not that he can't fulfill his 4 years. Their argument is he cannot win. That's what I'm seeing and hearing is he can't win, not that he can't do the job. And that's where my disconnect is with these people.
And there are some polls that show that Kamala is doing better against Trump than Biden.
And we all know how polls are.
I'm not going to dismiss every single poll because I don't like them.
Not either. But even they're all ridiculous. Anything after 2016 was stupid. Okay. And we have shown that with voting. That has been shown. Remember, it's been shown. Off-year elections and congressional elections, it's been shown that the polling has been wrong. It has been. You know that.
All right.
Because we were supposed to have this huge red wave in 22, and we had a blip. You needed a light tampon for that. You didn't need a super plus.
All right.
Okay? all right. Seth... not the homo of hope, the other side.
The homo of filth.
Right.
Yeah, yes, although I picked a very difficult election season to not call and curse up.
Yes, you did.
But before I get to my point, a couple of personal things. I'm so glad to speak with you directly, Jody.
Me too.
Because I, too, went to Weight Watchers Fat Camp.
You did?
I did, and one of my big memories was that the kids were sorted into those who could ride the horses and those who could not.
Yeah, we didn't have horses where I went. We didn't have horses when I went.
We were in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
My camp was in Pennsylvania, and I remember it, and parents would mail food in. You have to open your mail in front of people. They'd pay all this money, and then they'd we also did run a black market Snickers operation out of my
Carney Wilson was really, really, she was kind of.
Yeah, Carney knew what was going on. And also, I want to let you know, it's me and my husband, it's our adopted son's 21st birthday this Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
The homo of hope is coming to the party.
So the homo, okay, you're going to have to post pictures.
Yeah, we're going to need to see this.
Yeah, because I want to see the homo of hope and the homo of filth in the same room.
Yeah.
With his husband, and... That part is true, but this is how we met. I was standing in Target, and the cashier looked at me and said, "You look like a filthy homo." And the person behind me said, "I'm a hopeful homo." And I said, "Do you listen to the Stephanie Miller Show?"
And that's the way to end that conversation. And Chris is going, "No, that didn't happen.
I don't even think they're going to be in the same room."
He's going to prove that. And there will be birds flying, perhaps, so that we know which is which, for those of us that have not met the Homo of Hope.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps there's a bird that could be flying around the Homo of Filth, so we know that it is he and not the other homo.
Right.
It is 49 minutes after the hour. We will be right back for the last moments of the Stephanie Miller Show on Friday.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. It's similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive dropping soon. Take control today.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. and check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
You gotta fight for your right to party, Jody.
I gotta fight for the rights for this mouse to work.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh, it always turns off automatically, which is why you see me mess with it all the time.
All right.
Because then I can't, because with how we are set up, I can't use the keyboard.
Okay.
I have to use this guy. And so it was being weird. Michael in the Bronx, am I right? It's your birthday?
Happy birthday, Michael.
No.
Oh, it
my
says
birthday
it's...
was last month.
Oh, okay. Now it's better. It says,
you hear me?
I can hear you, man. So how are you, man?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Oh boy.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
But
that's...
If you can hear me, I'm trying to call in to chastise the media on how they're picking on President.
Okay. Now he dropped.
Yeah.
I didn't drop you, Michael.
And get...
Wait. Okay. The saving money.
Yeah.
We're saving money. Okay, so Lincoln Project, it's 12, has done something in honor of Shark Week.
Okay.
Which is hilarious.
Every year, a well-known cable channel brings you a full week devoted to sharks. True tales of the killers of the sea. The ultimate predators hidden in the depths of our oceans. Until now. This year, we present Electric Boat Battery Week.
What would happen if the boat sank from its weight, and you're in the boat, and you have this tremendously powerful battery, and there's a shark that's approximately 10 yards over there? Do I stay on top of the boat and get electrocuted, or do I jump over by the shark?
You thought sharks were enough. Well, now there's a new danger. Batteries. For millennia, mankind feared the deadliest predators in the sea. Now, the predator is of our own making.
Well, I'm not a big fan of sharks either.
Yay. I love that. That's a very, very funny. Okay, so Michael is on hold. He's talking with Krista
right
now.
Okay.
Yasha in Oregon. Hi.
Hi, Yasha.
Hello. I turned my phone right side up.
Okay.
My comment is from way, way back. So my comment, one of them is, hysteria is rarely a useful reaction.
Yeah.
And I'm watching, once again, the Republicans control the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
We hand it over to them.
Mm-hmm.
We do nothing but respond. I'm watching the Democratic Party once again trying to snatch the jaws of defeat. I mean, snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I just made a gaffe. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Now I guess I must be penalized somehow.
Yes.
I mean, tell me, what one of us hasn't called somebody by the wrong name, for
no
heaven's
kidding
sake? Why are we doing nothing but responding? Why are we not controlling the narrative? Every time Trump says some stupid-ass thing, a stupid thing, why aren't we saying, well, ha, 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 and President Biden this week, inflation has dropped to 3%.
It has.
Yeah.
It has. Thank you so much for that. It's
have
the
a great
end
weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk about the Boston show on Monday. Bye.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We will replay Joe Biden and Madison last Friday and the Earl Ingram interview. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important never long enough.
cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.